out of our dark past comes a new bright light. It's the spirit of change, and she's here to fight, destroy the evil before it escapes, face grappling's future. On this episode of the Jiu-Jitsu Tapes.
I think if I can change something in Jiu-Jitsu, for sure it's gonna be like less drama and more Jiu-Jitsu. The Jiu-Jitsu spirit start to change, because now it's like more for like who is better than other, you know, who can beat each other. And the Jiu-Jitsu roots should not be like this. Jiu-Jitsu is for everyone. You know, like bring Jiu-Jitsu for the community, for everyone, not for only people that wants to compete. I think everybody starts to understand that we have to be more professional and open the sport for everyone, for kids, women, they want to learn how to protect themselves. And this is what I think is going to be the future of Jiu-Jitsu. I can see more women as a leadership. It's beautiful to see how a woman can bring empowerment that we need right now. So it's great to see like the black belt girls start to open their own place. My friend that has a gym, and it's beautiful to see how she can lead, you know, and how she can bring all the girls together, and how she can change people's life, you know, is beautiful, I think.
As old masters fade, the young will arise. So gather old friends and build new allies.
You know, when I started Jiu-Jitsu, I didn't know, like, belts were not a thing. I think one of my first instructors was a blue belt. And it was really more about knowledge. It was more about play. It was more about execution. And I think as Jiu-Jitsu has gentrified, it has become, you know, status. And for a lot of people, I question how many practice because they truly love the art versus they practice because they like the superficial aspect of what it gives them. I wish people just appreciated fighting, or they appreciated practicing Jiu-Jitsu or any other martial art for that matter, for the sake of it being a practice and a growth vehicle. One of my good friends, Marcelo Garcia's wife, Tachi, who is a black belt herself and an incredible athlete herself, once said to me, "You deserve the instructor you choose." And there's a lot of truth to that. And I also question, you know, to that statement, you deserve the instructor you choose, how many people are willing to act on principle versus go with the flow or go with what is sort of socially acceptable at that time? Even as adults, we find ourselves caught up in these like really ridiculous social dynamics and doing like really dumb things to each other because of the way the culture or the leader of where we're at behaves. I know in business, it said, you know, the behavior or the persona of the CEO is often the culture that the business adopts.
I just wish people like become better on the mat and outside the mat. And when I say better, it's not just like better in Jiu-Jitsu. I wish just people be like more nice on Jiu-Jitsu. I feel like we learn so much in Jiu-Jitsu, how it can just be like a shitty person.
You know, I've largely gone against what I was raised with, which is cult of personality leadership. You know, business agreements that happen behind closed doors. Like, I've tried to be above board about a lot of these types of things. And we've tried to create the type of learning space that we never had. And I've experienced, you know, I've been at the hands of, you know, sexual abuse or mental and emotional abuse by my teacher or training partners, you know. I'm now in a position to try and make change. And so I think about trying to hold space for a different type of culture, a different type of leadership. So I'm hopeful that it will happen. I think there's more people down the pipe that are of this mindset, and And I think it will change. It will have to change. There's more people training and there's more people that are less tolerant of negative behaviors.
The future is here. Use your powers for good. We'll defeat the enemy. Like fire burns wood.
I feel like jujitsu empowers people that were bullied in the past, and now they become the bullier, or the bully, I should say. So I feel like there's a lot of nonsense that's going on in the jujitsu community. It's kind of interesting because I feel like jujitsu was so, when I first entered it, it was like super cool. Like everybody was friendly. And then it turned to be like completely the opposite, which is completely douchey. So I feel like the future is going to be completely the opposite again. You know, I feel like there's a saying that's going on right now, which is hard men makes softer times. And soft men makes harder times. So I feel like the culture right now has been creating a lot of douchebags within the community. And I feel like there's going to be a complete, opposite that's going to happen, which is like the counterculture, which is, you know, it's like going back to being a martial artist.
This episode featured, in order of appearance, Jezari Matuta, Emily Kwok, and Ro the Show Malabanan. Shake off those demons. Change is coming. All episodes of the Jiu-Jitsu Tapes are presented by Show Your Role. Visit us on showyourroll.com.